There's a whole new generation that probably doesn't know that until 2003, you could fly twice as fast as the speed of sound on a supersonic jet, or SST, called Concorde. Air France and British Airways flew Concorde mostly between New York and Europe, until a Concorde taking off from Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport hit a piece of metal on the runway that punctured the plane's fuel tank. 113 people died at that moment, and Concorde's days were numbered. But there's a new generation of SSTs. With today's Arm World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. The thing that held Concorde back from wide use was that it couldn't go at supersonic speeds over land. It created a huge boom that rattled windows. But NASA has found a way to streamline the aircraft that mostly eliminates that. And by 2023, we may be able to fly anywhere in the world in half the time it takes now. Other companies called Boom, Spike, and Ariane are working on next-generation SST aircraft. And those companies will incorporate NASA's findings. After all, NASA doesn't build planes. But its sound-eliminating technology paves the way for Son of Concorde. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.